This is the Dinner Party Download from APM. Subscribe to us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Once again, we tell you something that happened this week in history, then give you a fitting drink to serve along with it.
It's like history is a wintry Midwestern town blanketed with flurries of frozen margarita.
Wow. Mm. Great use of the snow machine.
I think so.
First, the history. This week, back in 1849, a quiet woman made a big noise in the world of medicine.
Michelle Phillippe tells the tale.
By some accounts, the first woman to graduate from an American med school only got there by accident. Her name was Elizabeth Blackwell, and she felt obliged to go into medicine after a friend contracted uterine cancer. She told Elizabeth that she'd been embarrassed to discuss her illness with physicians and that she'd have been better off with a, quote, lady doctor. So, encouraged by her progressive dad, Elizabeth applied to a bunch of med schools and got a bunch of rejections. One professor she met actually encouraged her to apply if she'd consider dressing up as a man. But finally, a small college called Geneva in upstate New York agreed to admit her on one condition. Every med student there, all of them men, had to okay the idea. The students gathered, a vote was held, and according to PBS NewsHour's Howard Markle, they figured the whole thing was a joke. So they voted unanimously to admit her and were shocked when she actually showed up. Even so, Elizabeth eventually earned the men's respect. It was the women in the little town who found her kind of weird. So for 2 years, she hid out in the cloistered halls of academia.
I knew when I shut the great doors behind me that I shut out all unkindly criticism, she wrote. And I soon felt perfectly at home amongst my fellow students.
Years after Elizabeth graduated, top of her class, she opened a medical school exclusively for women, as well as a clinic for the poor, and also an infirmary for women and children. By the way, she worked there alongside her sister, Emily, the third woman to ever earn a medical degree.
So that was the history. Now for the drink to serve along with it. We are speaking with Brian Butterfield. He is bar director at Kindred Fare. That's F-A-R-E. And it's a bar in Geneva, New York. Of course, the town where Elizabeth Blackwell earned her degree. Brian, you heard the history. What drink does that inspire you to make?
So I've come up with a twist on a Martinez, which was actually the first version of the martini.
Why a martini for Elizabeth Blackwell?
Well, it just sort of worked. You'll see. It works.
Just like a doctor, I have to trust you.
Absolutely.
All right, what do we start with?
So we're going to do 2 ounces of aged Genever.
The Dutch predecessor to gin?
Right, yeah, absolutely. It was sort of known for its medicinal qualities.
Was it really?
Yeah. So when they were distilling it, it didn't taste very good. So they added in the juniper, which was thought to have medicinal qualities.
All right.
Yep.
So what's next?
Then we have 3/4 ounce of sweet vermouth. Up to 3,000 years ago in China, they were adding roots and vegetables to wine, again, for the health benefits.
Wow, it seems like the entire history of liquor is people trying to be healthy and accidentally getting drunk.
Yeah, well, sounds good to me. So then we have 1/4 ounce of house-made buckwheat cordial.
Buckwheat cordial? Is there something medicinal about that?
There is, actually. So it's a rich source of protein, has a lot of fiber, 4 B vitamins, and high content of minerals.
So basically, I can forego all meals. I could just subsist off your drink.
Yeah, I stopped eating vegetables. And then we're doing 3 drops of mole bitters.
So kind of chocolatey.
Yeah, a little bit.
It sounds delicious. What is the name of this thing?
So we're calling it Medicine and Morality, which was the title of one of Elizabeth Blackwell's books.
And the best part of this drink is you don't need a prescription.
That's right.
Except for maybe aspirin the next day.
Yeah.